His supporters stormed the Capitol. The company also warns that future violations by Trump will result in a permanent suspension. Earlier in the day, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube all removed a short video from Trump in which he urged those supporters in the Capitol to go home while still claiming election fraud. Trump posted that video more than 2 hours after protesters entered the Capitol, interrupting the proceedings to count Electoral College votes cast in the 2020 presidential election. Dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump breached the Capitol as Congress was meeting to affirm Democrat Joe Biden's presidential win. Police said at least one person was shot, 13 people arrested, and 5 firearms recovered during the protests. The Chinese mainland reported 52 new local COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. One of them was reported in Liaoning, with the rest detected in Hebei, where confirmed cases have approached 100 after a new virus outbreak this week. Most of the cases in Hebei have been found in Shijiazhuang. Over 2 million local people have been sampled in the ongoing citywide testing for the virus. China and the Democratic Republic of the Congo have vowed to deepen bilateral cooperation. The two sides have signed a memorandum of understanding for the Belt and Road Initiative during Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to the African country. Gao Junye has more from Kinshasa.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi signed a memorandum on BRI cooperation with his DRC counterpart Marine Chuba Nzeza during the second leg of his five-nation trip to Africa. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is the 45th African country to join China's Belt and Road Initiative. While meeting DRC President Felix Tshisekedi, Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the signing of the MOU will drive economic cooperation between the two countries and open up broader prospects for bilateral relations. Tshisekedi says the move shows China's commitment to support the DRC's development and will drive up bilateral cooperation to a new level. He's asking more Chinese enterprises to invest in the DRC. Wang Yi is now in Botswana. He's due to hold talks with President Mukhiwisi Masisi and Minister of Foreign Affairs Unity Dao.
The European Commission has approved the use of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S. company Moderna. The Commission gave the green light following recommendations from the European Medicines Agency. Dutch National Drugs Authority Chairman Ton de Boer says the vaccine is likely to work on the variant which first appeared in Britain.
We expect this vaccine, as was Pfizer said for theirs, to be just as effective for the English variant of the virus, but it still needs to be confirmed by research.
He says the vaccine is important in the fight against the pandemic, which has killed 1.9 million people globally. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is the second to be approved for use by the European Commission. EU countries started vaccinations with the Pfizer-BioNTech shot on December 27th. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won Parliament's overwhelming backing for England's latest lockdown. British lawmakers on Wednesday voted 524-16 in favor of the tougher COVID-19 measures. Britain's among the countries worst hit by COVID-19, with the highest deaths in Europe and cases repeatedly reaching record highs. The Grammys have been delayed because of a surge of COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles. Dubbed the biggest night in music, they'd previously been scheduled for January 31st. But a new date of March 14th has now been set. The body which oversees the Grammys said the raging pandemic in Southern California means a postponement is the right thing to do. Top nominees at the gala this year include Beyoncé, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and Roddy Ricch. Los Angeles County's in the grips of an overwhelming wave of the virus. More than 11,000 people have died in the county since the pandemic started.